so it's 9 o'clock, and I think all of us are a little bit tired. Okay, he's going to switch to German now. Maybe I'm tired, he says. So Toby said that I should say a few words. Maybe it's necessary. I want to say to preach the gospel is not a small matter. We are standing for the King, for we are representing the kingdom when we go out to preach the gospel. It's not that we just want to say some words to the people, but we need to be conscious of the fact, be aware that it is a wonderful work. It is even a privilege that we can represent our living God. So don't be so loose about it, preaching the gospel. Paul said, we are what? We are ambassadors for Christ, for Christ's sake. So can you imagine? The Lord himself comes to preach the gospel. How do you think he will preach the gospel? He will certainly not preach the gospel in a light-minded, in a casual way, in a loose way. Not in an irresponsible or a careless way.
I'm already finished. Okay.
It is a privilege to preach the gospel, and we need to preach the gospel in a kingly way. Remember, we represent the Lord. It's not a small matter. It's actually a privilege. Isn't that right? We need to be so aware of this in our hearts. We need such an awareness. Of course, as young people, we might be afraid sometimes, or we might be tense sometimes. Or we don't have an experience. We may be afraid of the people at the beginning, but this doesn't matter. The main thing is that we are aware of the fact that it is a kingly work. We are priests. For Paul, when he preached the gospel, he was doing a priestly task, right? He was an ambassador of the Lord. Because the Lord cannot be here in person to preach the gospel. Ephesians says, after death and resurrection, he came to preach the gospel of peace. So how did he come? To preach this gospel of peace through the apostles, through the saints. And for all the young people, we shouldn't just preach the gospel in faith, but we need to have an awareness for the fact that we are doing the Most High work. We are representing our Lord Jesus Christ in preaching the gospel to other people. Therefore, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God. The Lord paid such a high price on the cross. He carried the shame of man. He was mistreated. He suffered horribly, terribly. And at the end, he was crucified. He died on the cross. Do you think such a work is a small work? Are you willing to do this? Luckily, we don't have to do it anymore. It's not necessary. But the Lord accomplished such a work that no other person was able to do. And for us today, what He is and what He accomplished, to bring this to people, I think this is a privilege. It's a kingly work. We need to be proud to preach the gospel instead of being ashamed. And the more we exercise this, you will see, wherever you go, to preach this gospel, this good message to the people, to tell them about it. You will tell them about it like a king. You have nothing to be ashamed of. All the more, in a positive way, we need to be proud. That, therefore, if people don't want to accept the gospel, I don't force anybody. I don't have need to convince anybody. But rather, the Lord is standing with us, and as we read, His hand is with us. Praise the Lord. The Almighty God is with us. We need to have such an awareness. Then you won't be afraid of man. Actually, even Paul, he preached in front of King Agrippa. He preached the gospel boldly. Was he ashamed? He preached in front of Herodias. He preached the gospel in such a kingly manner. So at the time when he was preaching to King Agrippa, he was actually standing higher position than King Agrippa. Praise the Lord. I hope that the Lord will encourage you all, strengthen you to see what a privilege it is. Praise the Lord. And can you imagine if only one man is saved? All angels are rejoicing in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful. And so we need to learn to have such an awareness in our hearts. Lord, I am your ambassador. I represent the kingdom of heaven. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord, right? So we don't need to be ashamed. Of course, our life needs to be worthy of the gospel more and more. But you don't need to wait until it is so, but rather be bold. Since we have such a privilege, even in our age, to be able to preach the gospel. And anyways, in the scripture, in Philippians, the Lord says some people even preach the gospel with impure intentions. They hoped to cause Paul problems by preaching the gospel, but Paul's attitude was, as long as they are preaching Christ, I am glad. Praise the Lord. That means, actually, everyone may and can preach the gospel, but we want to preach it in a sincere way, in a kingly way, because we represent Christ. Praise the Lord. That means when the people see you, hopefully they see the Lord. And we need to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to see this. Can you imagine an ambassador of Germany, for example? He's in a foreign country. He represents Germany. That's not a small matter. An ambassador of the U.S. in Berlin. His status is very high because he represents the U.S., the most mighty nation, despite all their difficulties and problems. But today, we are representing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Do you think this is a small matter? Therefore, the way we come across the people, it should be in a kingly way. Don't be afraid. Praise the Lord. Actually, we even need to be a little proud. We have something wonderful to offer the people. We have salvation to offer. We have eternal life to offer. We have the entire plan of God to offer. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord continue to train us to be such ambassadors. Amen. The Lord be with your spirit. So, good night. You said I should share for 10 minutes. So it's been 10 minutes.